Hi guys, Barry Cook from the Chong Yikwom. Today, I just wanted to talk a little about the differences between perception of idols and heroes. Recently in a class, I was talking with some senior students about if they had any heroes or people that they thought were legendary that they looked up to. And their answers were quite surprising because they were asking what the specification or definition was to be classified as hero, which was interesting and unexpected on my part. They were asking if someone who jumps into a river to save someone, whether that's a hero, or a firefighter who walks into a burning building when other people are running in the opposite direction to get as far away as possible. Of course, both of these examples are examples of heroes. But when I asked them what their heroes might be, I was speaking generally from a martial arts perspective. So I was really asking if they had any martial arts heroes or people within the martial arts that they looked up to, and what the reasons were why they looked up to them. Was it because of their physical skills or their achievements that they've become experts or world champions in what they do, or whether they were actors and they were celebrities and used the martial arts as a vehicle to get them where they needed to be. The students then also came back with various and yet all surprising answers, talking about people such as Mike Tyson, where to many people who like boxing, martial arts or combat related fans or spectators, they might look at someone like Mike Tyson and think that he is amazing for what he does. So, you know, as a boxer and as a world champion, he's probably unrivaled. You know, I know there are plenty of good boxers, but his reputation for speed and power and his will and tenacity and the ability to take punches and still hit back, all of those physical skills and attributes make him stand out in the field that he participates in. That gains admiration from a lot of people who look up to him for having those skills and achievements. So then I was trying to ask them the opposite side of the person by saying that obviously some people might say that Mike Tyson's character is flawed and that as a person he's not a nice person to be around. You know, no, I don't know him, so I can't personally say. But from media perception, which we can all trust 100%, he's not a generally well thought of person. So if that is the case, and the people who know him know that that's the case, does that mean that he can't be an idol or a hero to some people? It then starts going into breaking down the definition of what you consider to be a hero. Can you look up to somebody who is gifted in the activity that they participate in and ignore the character flaws of the person? Or in order for them to be a hero or idol of yours, do they need to be all-encompassing of perfect character, perfect personality, and also gifted in the field that they participate in? So one of the students pointed out to me that in order to be the best at anything these days, there tends to need to be a desire and a will to do whatever is necessary in order to reach the top of whatever it is you're trying to do. And often this can appear that the person has to walk over people and ignore the feelings or thoughts of others because they're so single-minded in their approach of trying to be the elite and the top of whatever it is that they do. And that other comments were made that people who are generally nice and kind and a pleasure to be around generally aren't that successful either financially or in the fame of success in whatever it is that they do. That's a different debate, but it was a good question and a highlighted point to be brought into the conversation. So I think when we try to put that all together into should we have legends and idols that we can look up to, then if you're going to include the person holistically as a whole and look at the whole of them and say, well, yes, they're very good at what they do, but as a person they're completely awful, and then therefore I'm not going to admire that person. That's one perspective. The opposite might be, well, I don't know them as a person, and so if I don't know them personally, how can I believe what the media is saying? So therefore, I'll just idolize them for the success they've had in the martial arts, in our case. So then I said that in 42 years of training so far, and the experiences that I've had, I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of friends who are celebrity martial arts actors who I speak with on an almost weekly basis, and a lot of people who fans would only get to see on a screen. Myself and my family are fortunate enough to be able to go and have meals with these people, and I would say to a certain extent that we're friends, in that we communicate on a regular basis. Our families know each other. We go out for meals together. We email or call each other. So from my perspective of having personal knowledge of people who I also consider to be legends or superstars at what they do, I am in a unique position, I guess, to know the person and the celebrity. And I have to be honest and say that if you do know both sides of the person, then one side can taint the other. You know, if you knew a famous martial artist from the screen and the movies, and you thought, oh, he's a great kicker and he plays a great guy on the screen, and then you met that person and you got to know him better and you trained with him and you went out with him and you found out that his actual character doesn't really resemble the characters he plays on the screen and that his traits are somewhat different, then if you disagree with that as a person and you always make comparisons to the characters they play on the screen, then it does have an impact on how you see that person, and it may relegate them down to non-legend status or non-hero status. So I guess it doesn't really matter either way. If you just want to admire someone who is very good at kicking or is very good at martial arts, spends their life helping other people, or the martial arts movies that they've made have helped other people, then that's great, and I would keep it at that. But I don't think we tend to do that. I think if we see someone on the screen, we then want to know a bit more about them. So, you know, we look up on their webpage, or we look at forums and we find out a bit more about them. And then that's when it stops being just the person on the screen, and you're looking into the person and you think, well, no, maybe they're not as legendary as I thought they were. And then that becomes disappointing. So I think in general, we need heroes, especially in this time, you know, since the pandemic has hit and the world's a different place now. And I think we need people that we can look up to. And I think if we just, as martial artists, accept that no one's perfect, everyone has flaws, you know, we're all humans and we all do the same thing. If one person just has a different perspective to you or does things a different way to you, then that's not really, you know, that's personal to them. The side of them that they're showing is the side that you see on the screen. And so if you can distinguish between the two and just take that martial artist and that celebrity actor as a role model, and if that inspires you to want to do better things for yourself and the people around you, therefore aiding your community as a whole, then I think they've done their job. You know, the media and the movies and the things that they do, if that inspires you, then they've done their job, and you're now being the hero and the idol for somebody else, and it's passing along. And if you don't agree with some of the character traits that they have, then don't adopt those. Just adopt the positives that you've seen, and therefore you're constantly striving to make yourself better and therefore aiding the people around you. And so in that case, having heroes and idols is a good thing. Okay guys, so that was just a quick one, a conversation we had in class yesterday, and so I thought I'd share it with you. Hopefully it will provoke some conversation between you and the people around you and inspire you to decide for yourself if heroes are good or bad, and I'll leave it there, and I'll see you on the next one.